In Yonim of Karbonis, so you have the Yonim of Karbonis, Yonim of the Minch of the Nachas, the one place, there's one Inyan that's neget all Karbonis. It says, V'chol Karban Minchascha B'melach Kimlach, all Karbonis Minchas Menachas Yishri Moilach with Melach, V'litash B'smelach B'risa L'kech Mar Nachasecha, I'll call Karbon Chatakat Melach. So the pasuk is, so there's a chiyuv to have melach on every carbon, in menachas and every other carbon. So Rashi says melach bris. What's the bris of the melach? No, so Rashi learns that it's a bris with the melach. Shabris kusal melach meshesh mebeish shuf chamayim tachtein lekorb mizbeach the melach minis chamayim bechag. So Rashi says that there was brings a chazal, a medrash that there was a bris krusa with the tachtoinim, that they would be nikram and mizbeach as melach and as nizchamayim b'chag. So the shaila is, besides the Indian that Hassan is very hard to understand, but the mayim tachtoinim had a taina that they're being nisrachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ma'isa, the mayim al-yonim became shemayim, it became the al-yonim, and mayim tachtoinim became nisrachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a taina, this was a good taina. I mean, melach is one nekuda that is nikrav at some time on the mizbeach, but it still doesn't make it. How does it compensate for not being al-yoinim? Al-yoinim, they would have always been lifnei Hashem. It always would be shomayim. Is always a matzav of being oimid parakadosh baruch hu. And here sachakol once a year in his chamayim, and every carbon they throw in a drop of salt. I mean, if there's a taina there, then the taina is, it's like somebody's supposed to get $1 million, and we compensate and give him $1,000. I mean, where's the compensation over here? Besides the fact that it's not clear yet where there's melach in the mayim to start with, we'll see that later. But the understanding what exactly was the pitsui over here in for the melach. Secondly, the on this pasuk it says, there's a medrash shechetayv. It says Yisko kol min chaysecha v'elosh v'yasa sela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember the nachas of Klal Yisrael, that there in a day of tzara Yad Hashem b'yayim tzara, that Yisko kol min chaysecha v'elosh v'yasa sela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember the nachas of Klal Yisrael. So the medrash shechetayv says Yisko kol min chaysecha, that's going on the melach that's on the korb mincha. Since it says v'chol korban minchas korban melach kimloch, v'leisash bis melach v'isol lekecha ma'al minchasecha, so therefore the yisko korban minchasecha is going on the salt on the mincha. Hadoda the amrim b'riyosa, like people say plan milcha, that this person is milcha, means also in lashon of Chazal memuloch, somebody who's very very sharp on the ball. So Yisko Kol Mechasecha is referring to the Melech, with, like people say, Plan Malcha. Very, very shved. The whole thing doesn't clip together. If HaKadosh Baruch remembers the schusim of the Korban Menachas Klal Yisrael, so it's the Korban Mincha. Each Mincha is a schus. It's a true that you need Melech to as an additive to the Korban. I mean, you need Levina sometimes, you need Shemin sometimes, if you want to accept Fachatas, but Lemaisa, the korban mincha is a korban mincha. It's a big schus. It's a big schus, and the melach is one halacha in the korban. It's not particularly the korban's entirety, and yet Chazal said the yisko korban mincha secha, specifically the schus is the melach. And I guess it's listed on korban mincha secha because even every korban needs a melach, but the ikur melach says by korban mincha. So you have to understand what is the schus in yisko korban mincha secha, that it's the schus dafka of the carbon of the melach on the carbon. The Zohar says over here that the reason the some of the Rishayim learned that the bris melach is the reason why you put melach on a carbon is a getter of kiyum. Melach is that which is mekayim everything that's salt that has a kiyum, and putting it on a carbon is sort of a kiyum of it. That's the mitzias. It's a little bit schwer to understand that, because a flower doesn't spoil easily, and still there's a din melach. You can put a gagri of melach. But Echleyeh, the Zeah says that the melach is not as preserved. The Zeah says that the purpose of melach is to make things edible, things that are not edible without salt. You add salt to something, becomes edible. So the inyan of melach is lat ome. And the Zohar says that as a klal, that all things that are mar are cured with salt. And Targum also says, Targum says a very similar thing, that the melach on the korbanecha is to be matim, to put a tam into the korban. So I like to understand if the inyan of the tam and the korban, and the inyan of the not spoiling, and the inyan of it keeping, if it's the same inyan or not, or it's something else in melach, I'd like to understand that tam. What's the koyach of melach that's mimatic the korbanos or food, the klal? Melach, the Zohar says, salt is lat oma, that which is merira. What's the koyach of melach that gives a tam? It's not especially good tam melach. So what's the tam of the melach? One more thing, there's a tosis in brachis. There's a shayla over there, if you need melach or not, if you have bread which is good, and it doesn't need salt to take away its bad taste, should you have salt or not? So Taisis brings that Rabbeinu Menachem used to be medaktig, there should always be melach on the shulchan. Kirisa b'medrish, that when people are sitting by a suda, umamtin in zelazeh, they're waiting for each other. After the pilsi dying before moitzi, there's a time when people just wait around doing nothing, and the sultans make martin and v'yoshim blei mitzvahs, and the sultans make katrik. So the melach on the shulchan is mechaper, and that's a schus for kaisro. It doesn't have any words for us. So I mean, the yoshim martin is blei mitzvahs. Fine, they're sitting and waiting without mitzvahs, so that the salt on the table, that's mask in the schus. I mean, they just didn't tell us to die and do amoitzi. I mean, the melach is not, I don't know, what's the schus of the melach that's on the table over there? So it's a kind of medrash plia. Basically brings it lalacha, that's why it isn't needed to have melach on the shulchan. Even if the bread per se doesn't need it, if the bread is clean, if it's good bread, doesn't need it, still for that chasal. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya, speak about the inyan of melach, where it comes from, and they say a metzias, which again, for us, our metzias, Rashi also says it better, but for our metzias is a little bit different piece of the metzias, but mitzad the inyan shaboy, that's the pshat. The Ramban says, he speaks about l'chura, melach is the opposite of water. I mean, wherever there's melach, nothing grows. Wherever there's water, everything grows. Salt is something that is the hefach, it's simoyin, as defamai. So the Ramban says that when the sun passes through the water dries out, it crystallizes, and what's left over is salt. The koyach of hashpah, of the sun, is ke'ilu, the sun dries out the water, and the dried out water is salt. Whereas our Zinimitsiya says that the water is mixed with the salt, the water dries out and leaves the salt, he portrays it that the water itself sort of crystallizes and becomes salt. The Rashi says it also in Yeshua, there's something called Misrafais Hayam, which also was the place where they manufactured salt beds by the ocean. They would put water into a low ditch, they would let the sun dry out the water and be left with salt. Those were called Misrafais Hamayim. And Rashi explains also that when the sun burns the water, when it dries out the water, it creates melach. So the Rishonim understood it in terms of the water drying out and creating salt. Even if we understand it with our tefisa, where our understanding today is that the salt is there, the water dries out and left with salt, but it's not in mitzad avana in the inyan, in the teichin, it's the same thing. Let's try to understand it. All types of hashbah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are nimshal to water. Water is the father, it's the archetype of all types of hashbah. First of all, because only things that are fluid can be mushpa. You can't be mashpia. Every hashpa is something moving from point A to point B. And water, fluids, is that which flows from a certain point to another point. So every type of hashpa is categorized like water. Give a teres nimshul to mayim, because they go from makavoy to makam domo. Anything that travels from point A to point B is hashpa. The primary hashpa that there is in the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu today is Geshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else is fairly lacking to Teva, and we don't really feel a hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shomim is where a person feels a hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where you have water is mashpia on everything. It should grow, and it should flourish. So the koyach of hashpa in the world is mayim. Mayim is the shomim that has lost mashpia on the world. Mayim is creates tzmicha and everything, and b'chlal, every type of flow is called mayim. That's a flow. If you are to find the opposite of mayim in the world, melach would be the opposite of mayim. Or let's take something else first. Heat, sun, eish, is the opposite of mayim. So the opposite of mayim in the world is eish. That's the koyach of chayim. It's the koyach of fire. It's the opposite of water. When I pierce eish through mayim, I get it kills the mayim, it dries out the mayim, but it leaves melach. It leaves water when it becomes dried out, becomes the koyach of tzimoyin and the bria. The koyach, let's give an example. If you have somebody who has a natural inclination for learning, and somebody comes and stops him from it, so the bitterness that the person feels that he wasn't able to learn, the person becomes a tzame to learn. If he wasn't, let's say you have two people, one person, two friends, two kids. One is a natural learner, the other one's not. So the other one who's not a learner schlepped him away to go do something else. So the one who's bad and not a learner, he doesn't feel he missed anything by learning. He feels he had a good time. That's that. The one who's bad and mitzad is teva, he's a learner, but someone schlepped him away, he's going to feel very, very upset. And it'll express itself in different ways. Either he'll have a tremendous cheshit to make up and learn, or mikoyach, a tremendous bitterness, he's going to rebel against the learning and say it wasn't worth anything anyway, or he's going to get upset at the person that slept him away. Different ways, because this person is be'etzem shayach to learning. And something else stirred it. You have locked in the tchuna of the atzmius, the tchuna of the learning, and the effect of the person that was mined, and but mainly you get something with tremendous gaguim or tshuka to learn that can express itself either by learning twice as much, or by rebelling, or by bitterness. But eich shaloyeh, it's the effect of when something else was mined from what its natural matzav is. It gets a certain reaction, and a very powerful reaction. And the reason for the reaction is because its atzmius is shayach someplace, and then it's tshuka, but it was nimna from it, and the melech has that prayer, a place where you see it. Chava was created from Adam. And it says the Eil of Chukosek. The Metzias of Adam, that's Nifrat from Adam, and it's not in its right place, the Tzela that's not in its right place, becomes the Mishteikik for its Mokin. In a large sense, this is what happened at the Reishis of Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in order to be Mashpia. So the Hashpa is Mayim. That is the koyach of hashpa, the vehicle for hashpa is mayim. In order to create a makabel for hashpas, you needed something that's different, something that's not of the same kind, could never be a kli kibul for it. Because Koyach HaEsh doesn't want water. It doesn't care for water, and it'll fight any water. It's not mesiachas to water. So Koyach HaEsh is not a mekabel for mayim. It's also not a mekabel for mayim. I mean, if I have a full glass of water, it's not going to get any more water inside it. It's not going to look for more water. I have my fill. When you have water that became dried out, you get the koyach of tshuka. It's mayim. It's teva is a teva of mayim. It's teva be'etzim is of hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the sun has passed through it, and the koyach ha'esh has dried it out. So what you're left with is the koyach of tshuka for mayim. That is the metzias of tshuka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created tachtonim in the world, the oifin of creating tachtonim was, you can't take something that's outside the system, you have to take mayim, which is hashpa. You have to cut the mayim into two. One mayim is alyonim, which is hashpa v'likus, that's the koyach of mayim. And then you have mayim that the shemesh passed through it, that became nifra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that becomes the koyach of tshuka, because it's be'etzim, it's metzias is alyonim, it's mayim alyonim, it's not that matzah, and b'meila it's looking to quench its thirst with mayim alyonim. So the hafrada of mayim alyonim and mayim tachtonim is the hafrada of mashpia and mekabla and the griya. In the tachtonim itself, the tzura of mayim tachtonim is melach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by running the sun through it and being left ki'ilu with dried out water, and it makes a difference whether the teva is the Rishonim's teva or the teva, well, we understand it. The same thing. So that the picture in the eye is when I take water and I dry it out in the sun, when I take yam, which is water in a global way, and I dry it out in the sun, I pass the koyach ha'esh through it, I'm left with something that has the koyach of tzimoyin. I'm left with the koyach tzimoyin itself. So the koyach tzimoyin itself is the lack into melech, and that's why the bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the tachtonim was melech. If we ask that it's only a small part, it's not a small part. It's the koyach ha'tshuk at the bottom. A person is sitting and studying, and learning, studying, whatever he's doing. All those pe'ulas are a result of the koyach ha'tshuk. The bottom nekuda of any type of kibul is the kli shepoy, is the chisaron shepoy. The fact that it feels itself a chaser, that's the metzias of a kli kibul. So b'meila melech is the atzmius of tachtonim, it's the chshivas of tachtonim, and it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of tachtonim, and that's the metzias of melech. So even though the carbon itself is great and wonderful, it's a big power, it's a big shoyer, it's lach mekaydav ligvul, fine. But the kurt of the melach is what provides that metzias. The metzias of melach in the world itself has two tough positive. And on the one hand, melach itself is a churban. A place where there is no tzmicha is called Eretz Melecha. It's a world of a salted land. Where there is no, in Eretz Melecha, there is no gidul. There is no, because the metzias of Melecha means it's kulei tzomi t'mayim. And when you take something that has fluid, I mean, Melecha works on basa, because the salt has a koyach tzimoy, and it sucks out all the dam. So salt has the koyach of completely emptying out something and not becoming full. It pulls off the fluid, which is the metzias of and that is the koyach of melech. It makes a person tzame, and a person that tries to drink salt water dies because he's be'etzem feeding his tzimoy. So the koyach of in as much as melech is a lack of mayim, in as much as the metzias of melech is a lack of mayim, it is churban. And Gofri su melech, it says that the ultimate churban that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chasron makes in Eretz Yisrael is Gofri su melech. It becomes completely dried out. a midbar is melach. Any place that its metzias is melach is complete chub. It's completely devoid of hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the metzias of melach. And in that sense, it's bad. It's called a chub. There are two ifanim in how melach is good. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person is machnis tvua into his geirid, so it says if he puts a kav chumta on it, good. If not. If you put a kav of chumta of a type of earth on it, it preserves it. So Rashi says, what's kav chumta? So Rashi says it is eretz melecha. It's salty earth that preserves the tvua, shouldn't rot. And the Gemara says the same thing, that the marshal is to somebody who doesn't have Yerushamayim. It's as if he doesn't have the Kav Chumtin. With Yerushamayim, you have the Kav Chumtin. So Rashi says very clearly that Kav Chumtin, the preservative, is Eretz Melecha. And salt is the preservative. Salt preserves everything. What's the Koyach that it preserves everything? There's a Gemara that says in Tainus that if you don't have enough rain, there's Tfilos Tainus. Tainus in its original is Tainus Kshami. That's its Metzias. That's the Hilchas Tainus or Tainus Kshami. If you have too much rain, so the Shara in the Gemara, if you're allowed to be Mespal with too much rain, and the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Mespal ahead of a drought, but you say there's a Tfilos that Yisrael Einem Yecholim Lekabel, I think the word is Rav Hashpa, if I'm not mistaken. They can't be Mekabel too much Hashpa. They don't have the Kalim to Mekabel too much Hashpa. Lemushel, if you give a person what to eat, if a person is hungry and starved, it kills his health, he doesn't have what to eat, he can die. If a person eats more than he needs, it also kills him. If a plant has no water, it dries up and shrivels. If it has too much water, it rots. Most amateur gardeners kill their plants by overwatering them. The everything that's overdone, if you don't have a kli kibul, it becomes a chisaron. It's not extra. A person that doesn't have any money is an ani, and you suffer. A person that has too much money, in other words, he can't cope, he's overwhelmed with the amount of money he has. It's also chud. All of the tzaras that happen to people that, because they have too much money, they don't have to do it themselves. That's also, they don't have the kalim to deal with that. So the melech is a chud also. So you have a chud that comes about because of over hashpah. The same thing with tzvua. When you have any food that's moist, the moisture encouraged further development and growth, which is bacteria, fungus, and so on. The stuff is ready. The apple is finished. The meat is shechted. If you leave fluid on it, it can't grow anymore. So the mela, komar ambition grows, and so on. The process of rotting starts and so on. When you put salt on it, it leaches off the water, and then you left it something dry, it stays. Because if you reach the balance between the mayim and the not mayim, you have it. A person who's learning, who doesn't have any tzaras and nisyonos, any problems, so on and so forth, then fine. Then the person tends to slack off. The person has no pressure. So the teva is, when a person comes into Beis Medrash and he realizes he doesn't know anything and he needs to learn and he needs to grow, so the tzimoyin is there and there's a tremendous pressure on him to learn. So mela, that drives him. Then he gets the idea that he knows a lot. He knows too much. He doesn't need to know more and it's extra, just a luxury. So then the person slacks off. The hechetimtza for preserving something is by putting in a kav of Eretz Melecha. When a person puts in a drop of something that is salty, if the person keeps some of the salt over there, then what he does is he preserves it. In other words, the mizug of some element of midas hadin, the yirushim, and when a person is oivid mishum ava, so the person likes this, like that, but there's an underlying feeling that it's luxury. I bar Hashem, I know so much, way past what I really need to. Yira is the mida that takes a critical look at it and says, you don't know very much, you don't know anything, or very little of what you think you know. The kav chumtin is, if the person doesn't put in a little bit melach, and which is yira, which is the mida that dries out that so-called excess that he has, then it doesn't stay, then it begins to rot. Adrab, because he has such a shefa, because he has such a ribui, it begins to fall apart and to rot. So melach is the preservative, because what it does is it drains off the so-called excess hashpah. It takes off the hargosha the person has, there's too much here, and it leaves it with its natural self. When somebody takes a fruit or a vegetable and he dries it out, so it doesn't become nothing. It becomes the fruit and vegetable in itself without the water in it. That's really what you have over there. And what you really have over here doesn't become, if a person is honest, so to speak, with what he has, and he has the thing itself over there, then it doesn't become destroyed. It becomes destroyed when it's overfilled with water, and the person has that gusha that it's a lot, and it's too much. So the first bris of, inyan of toiv, of melach, is that it's preservative. It's the kav chumtin. It's also that which gives the zikaret. That's what the Medrash Shaykhah type says. Yiska Hashem kol min chaysecha. When you're talking about what's here now, something is good, so you have the thing itself. You don't need the melach in it. Yan Hashem b'yoyim tzara is talking about a tkufa when things are not going well. It's talking about a tkufa when Chaisol doesn't have the schusif, whatever. So now we need the midas zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is parallel to our midah of preserving something. It's a zelum azeh. Those in yanim by us that are ephemeral, that they come and go, so kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates it the same way. You're doing a mitzvah now, fine, now you have a schus. You're not doing a mitzvah now, so you don't have a schus. And that's that. And you can't look back and say what was. A person had fruits and vegetables, they were fresh and good. 3 days later, they're rotten. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean, Yisra Hashem kol min chaysecha? When you brought the minchas, you were doing great. Now it's not. Now it's a yom tzara. There's no korbanis, there's no minchas, there's no oilus, and Adam, there's nothing left of it. Masha Ein Kein, the nekuda of korbanis, the nekuda of menachas, that has staying power, is the melach shabayim. The Gemara says that melach is good for zikaron. One of the things melach is good for zikaron, because melach is something that a person it preserves. Its teva is that it preserves what's there. So the meila in the midas of Kirsten Nefesh, it's zikaron. It's interesting that the other half of the pasuk stems very well. Yiska Hashem kol min chaysecha v'loscha yidash nesela. The deshin of the carbon is what's left of the carbon after the Kirsten Nefesh went through the carbon. And the dasha stays around. Meat rots. But the ashes stay. You know, the zikaron of the inyanim relate to those nekudas that stay, that don't rot or change. That is the melach in the menachas, and it's the deshin in the oilas. Both of these inyanim. And that's what the medrash means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zeicha the melach in the menachas. Kador amin shi planim malcha plan. Kedama Bar Yosef says malcha plan, that this person, a person who's memulach, means he's experienced, he's rubbed out, he's he knows the ropes. It's the chelik of something. Melach is always the chelik of something that became permanent. So the first inyan of melach is the permanent shabbay, the fact that it makes things, that it's kairos bris, and makes things forever. There's a second Indian, and this is a deeper nekuda of what Melech is. It's a davatayma b'chlau. It's a thing that modern chachmim was oilam achoyker. What's the tainug of a person in things that are etzim don't taste good? Spicy things, sharp things, sour things. That's when a child is very, very nimshach. A child is very, very near. A child runs away from these tastes. Naturally, something that's very sour, something that's very bitter, a person doesn't like. And the truth is, if you're oimid on it, the derech klal, except for mishugoyim, but the derech klal, the normal mahalach of a person is that he likes to be ma'arev some of these inyonim in a subtle way. Something that's very sour. To eat a lemon is not something that most people would do. To put lemon into something sweet, into lemonade, is very good. To take salt and eat salt itself, unless the person has some craving, it's not good. To salt food is very good. And same thing with spices. All those in Yanim bederach klal work well when they are mematek something else. When they're mevasim mematek something else. And the pshat is that the mitzias of toiv stands out sharply when it comes with the contrast of the lack of it. The sweetness of something is more sweet when there's a sourness in the background. Those inyanim are inyanim that bring out something else because of their meriris and so on. There's a lashon in a medrash, a mashal, like somebody who became very rich, but would always have once a year suda of salted things and so on. It's a mashal in the Mishkan and the Mikdash where they kept the kalim. The oldest in English, Avaseinu Ochlu Meluchim. It's somebody who became very rich, and every so often he would have a suda, and he would eat the herring and black bread just to remember what it was like. What was he trying to remember? In the Torah says everything he had would take on a different taste because it had a kav of that meriris mixed in. To prevent the phenomena of something becoming, if something is sweet, at some point it becomes satiated, if I add a sourness to that sweetness, it retains the craving for the sweetness. The taste, the full taste of the sweetness is brought out by the sourness that's in the background. The full goodness of the bread is brought out by the salt, and so on. So a little bit of a subtler version, and a more amkasig version of that nekuda, is that the koyach tzimoyin becomes the tam for it. A person who inherited a lot of money, it doesn't mean anything to him. The person who wallowed in money all his life, it's the same. The person who worked hard and muchit, that muchiness becomes the flavor of the money that he gets eventually. The person who worked hard, who didn't understand, a person who has an open head and everything floats in like effortlessly, doesn't have a time when things are floated in. The person who has to work hard, the grind and the sweat and the effort becomes the time of that which is getting in. So we have here in the parish of Melach, it's a small nekuda on Karbanis, but it's a tremendous gili. In a certain sense, that's the ikar of all tachtayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria for the time of being Mashpia. And in order to have a Kli for Hashpah, you need something with a strange mizug of two inyanim. On the one hand, it has to be of the same nature as the Hashpah. A Chacham, only a Chacham will appreciate Chachma. Only someone who has a Nefesh or a Kis will appreciate a Likus. But you're not a Kli Kibul if you don't have a lack of it. So you have to be it, and yet have a lack of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in the biggest way in the world, is when it was mafrid, the mayim itself, the Kriyach Hashpah itself, it was mafrid into Elyonim and Tachtoinim. Elyonim is Kule Hashpah, Tachtoinim is a chelek of Hashpah that dried out. The Kriyach of Shemesh, the Kriyach of the opposite of mayim, when it ran through the mayim, it leaves over mayim that has no mayim, waterless water, and it's been made. It's kol kulitzimoyim. The tamtzis of all of mayim that doesn't have mayim in the world is melach.
And that's why Melech is the koyach of Tzimor in the world. All Melech, somebody has Melech with no Ashpah, is Chorban. It's Kulei Shemesh, it's Eretz Melecha, it has no Mokom and so on. Add it to something else. Make it the Sheirish of some other koyach, and it becomes the Kibul for everything, for every Ashpah. A person, and a person's Avoda is based on the one hand, the fact that he has a neshama likis that is of the same nature as Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ruchnius. On the other hand, there's a profound sense in the person that he's lacking it. Had the person not had a chisaron, whether it's an outside nisyanis, whether it's a lack in kishroinis, in abilities, in opportunities, all of those chisroinis are the koyach HaShemesh that goes through the mayim. What it produces is melech. And melech in itself is a churban. But that's how a person said that something stopped him from, a person who really feels he should learn, who has some shukah to learn, and something stopped it, and the person just stays with that, the person becomes bitter, the person becomes, rebels, whatever it is, the person becomes depressed. The koyach, melech itself is a churban. But when melech becomes a chelik of something else, then adarava, that becomes the whole meshicha, that becomes the tzimoyim. For a person's avoda to be meaningful, for any length of time, he has to incorporate some of that koyach tzimoyim. We're now into the yonim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The sitting and remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim year after year is that koyach of bringing in where we were and where we are, not only because Tom, it's good to remember to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our Avodah has to have in itself the Kav Chumtin of that Avodah Mayinu. A person has to incorporate in the global sense Yetzias Mitzrayim, and everybody's own Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if a person incorporates it, then two things happen. First of all, everything that he has a Kiyum, there's a Bris Melech, and the thing is, it becomes something that gives it a kiyum nitzchi. That's the metzias of Bris Melech. The people who learn mitoich pinuk, they have everything, they got everything, no problem. It's very, very hard that it peters out, because when a person has a feeling that you put 2 feet on the table and learn mitoich hachavas ha'adav, there's nothing there. The koyach of keeping something is in the Bris Melech. The Kav Chumtin is the Yiras Shemayim, is always the painful awareness of what the person is not. Yiras is a midah associated with fire, with age. It means that when a person keeps realizing what he's not yet and what he's missing and how far he is from something, and in a more subtle way, the satisfaction that a person has with his accomplishments. Samchenu ki moisin yisonu, shleizuinu ra. It's almost a hagdar of the matzah. The time that a person has in what he does know, the harder it was to acquire it, whether the mafrim were outside or inside ones, the time a person has in what he does have is all part of that melech. And that's what the Zohar says. What gives the taste in the karbonis, what's mimatic, is that the kud of melech. So a person has an understanding of whatever he doesn't have, whatever concern is. If a person stays with it, it's negative. If a person harnesses it, a person makes it the koyach of tzimoyin. So first of all, whatever he does do, first of all, he'll get, he'll work, he'll learn. Secondly, whatever he does have has a kiyum to it, because it doesn't have an excess, it's not overflowing, it's liquid. There's a constant nekuda of tzimoyin, of what he's lacking, of where it's missing. And in those in the enemy does have, the person will have a time in it, because what give in that big shefa there is no time. The time is that melech, and that's what the lashon of the Chazal is the eight meluchim, to remember what it was like. The time of everything is melech, and when a person adds that, that's mematik and mevasim everything that it does have to shefa. Chaps.